Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
SEC Conference, best conference. Rico Copiers, best copiers. Rayco Incorporated, best service. Rayco Incorporated, your Rico dealer, the only locally owned Rico dealer in the state of Mississippi.
Call 888-873-5789.
Welcome in late on this Thursday night. It's after 10 o'clock, and so I appreciate you being here. My name is Michael Borky, as you know, and I'm glad that you are with me. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Just search the name right up there, Rebel Report, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe if you like what you hear, and leave a rating and a review. Also right here on YouTube, leave a like, comment, hit the notification bell, all that stuff. You need to know when we're going live and when a new video gets posted. So don't forget to subscribe here. And yeah, leave a comment if you're watching when we are not live anymore. But I appreciate you nonetheless. Two things to talk about tonight. Number one, Pete Golding made a new hire on the football staff. And I think there is a clear indication that they are going to right a previous wrong. So we'll talk about that. And then also the baseball game, Ole Miss, very impressive 5-0 win over Kentucky. Hunter Elliott was sensational. And there's a couple of good signs, things, areas of concern for this Ole Miss team going into this weekend. And at least for one game in this series, those looked really good. Those concerns may be alleviated if that trend continues. So we'll talk about all that. After I tell you, the podcast is presented by Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, home, auto, life, and business. Anywhere in Mississippi, home, auto, life, or business insurance, give them a call. 601-823-3500. 601-823-3500. Don't forget to tell him that it was me that sent you there, by the way. But even if you have auto insurance or life insurance or home insurance, it's still worth the phone call. What's a five-minute phone call going to hurt? Really like what you hear from a rates and a service perspective. So check them out. Logan Smith Shelter Insurance for home, auto, and life insurance needs. So Terrence Metcalf, I did not know that this was coming, and maybe it just is an indicator that I am out of the loop, but I didn't know that this was coming, but Terrence Metcalf announced earlier today. Yes, that Terrence Metcalf is now hired as they list three titles on this for Mr. Metcalf, but assistant offensive coach, offensive line assistant, and personnel assistant. So they gave him three titles. Analyst, really. I mean, it's just he's coming on as an analyst role, and I assume his experience in the NFL and in coaching, he's been coaching for a while, is also going to be quite valuable. On top of, you know, being an analyst and a former Ole Miss player and stuff like that. There's a lot to like about bringing a guy like Terrence Metcalf onto your staff. But I think that here's just another example, something that we've talked about before, kind of said a similar thing after they hired Marcus Woodson as well. There are a lot of guys on this staff, both on the field staff and then in the recruiting office, in the personnel office, that have ties to either Ole Miss or Mississippi. I mean, look around. It mentioned Terrence Metcalf, but I mean, Brian Brown has obvious ties. Even Joe Judge, not ties to Ole Miss, but ties to Mississippi. You've got that all up and down this. Frank Wilson previously coached at Ole Miss. Woody L., the new tight ends coach, is from, is it Horn Lake he's from? Anyway, he's from Mississippi, though, and has ties to Mississippi. Up and down this list, Todd Cooley is another one that even though he didn't have ties to Ole Miss, he's been coaching in Mississippi for a long time. I didn't even name everybody either. There's a lot of people on this staff that have either previously coached at Ole Miss or have ties to Mississippi. Now, you know me, if you've listened to me long enough, you don't hire somebody just because they're a former Rebel. That's not why you hire people. I was very against back in the day
the Matt Luke hire, for example. It is just because if he did not go to Ole Miss, you would not have hired him to be your head coach, and so on. You don't hire people just because of that. However, I do think the strategy in staff building for Pete Golding is incredibly sound, because when you look at the staff as a whole, you have a great mix of people that got their experience just completely somewhere else, nose ties to Mississippi, just, hey, connections from elsewhere or whatever. You have guys that previously coached at Ole Miss. You have guys that played at Ole Miss. And everybody on this staff has made, built their resume somewhere else. So it's not all just familiarity, well, he's a rebel type stuff. They're people with connections that have gone somewhere else and done it before coming back. But also, and this is what I wanted to bring this up for tonight, Lane Kiffin did a lot of really good things at Ole Miss. I know the ending was a disaster because he's a disaster artist, but he did a lot of really good things at Ole Miss and won a lot of football games at Ole Miss. Now, there are people that think that it was exclusively him and not the structure and the foundation that was built by Keith Carter, Walker Jones, William Liston, Pete Golding, and on and on. They think it was just all one guy. It's not. You don't do what they did with just one person, but still. One of the things that he did not do well, and we've talked about it a lot over the years, was building relationships in the state of Mississippi to be successful recruiting high school players from the state of Mississippi. Now, they were able to supplement in the portal. Obviously, he did a very good job at that. But they didn't really start picking up high school recruiting until Golding got to Mississippi anyway, until Pete came to Ole Miss. They've done a much better job on the defensive side of the ball with in-state players. And there is a cynicism, there is skepticism or whatever, there's criticism, all the isms with high school recruiting these days because of the transfer portal, because of player movement. But when you look at this Ole Miss roster right now in this depth chart, where would this defense in particular be going into this season if not for high school recruiting in the state of Mississippi? Seriously. Cam Franklin, Will Eccles, Santarian Perkins. This just on the defensive line. Jam Brown, Andrew Maddox, Cam Beavers, even Jaheim Otis is a guy that, you know, had to transfer back, but that's all just on the defensive line. Without high school recruiting from Mississippi, what would that side of the ball in the front six look like? What would it feel like right now? And as we've talked about before on here, I think that you have some at least anecdotal evidence that guys from here are more likely to stay here, especially when things aren't going perfectly. I don't know this for sure, although we did get a couple of high school coaches message into the show today, and one of them agreed with this sentiment that if Caleb Cunningham was a five-star from Florida or Texas or Arizona or wherever, probably already gone. But because he is from here, he's more willing to be patient and wait his turn, and he's probably going to get rewarded for that. Look at Mississippi State. I know they have not been good under Jeff Lebby. They only have 7 wins in 2 years. But they kept their best players on defense. They're from Mississippi. Kelly Jones is from here. If Kelly Jones was from Georgia and became what he is now, he's gone, I think. Isaac Smith is another guy. I think that if he was not from here, he'd probably be gone. And Ole Miss was able to retain players, of course, that are not from here also. But I do think you're more likely to get players to stay longer, to be more patient, if you build a long-term connection and relationship with over years. That doesn't happen in portal recruiting. That happens in high school recruiting. And Lane Kiffin did not do a good job. Again, we had high school coaches, multiple, text into the radio show today agreeing with the sentiment that he didn't work to build relationships in this state, that high school recruiting was not emphasized by the head coach in the same way that it should have been, in the same way that it is now. I think the staff that Golding has put together is a clear indication that he is trying to find guys that have inroads already or connections or ties that are more willing to build relationships over years that will benefit Ole Miss down the road. That they're not looking for a quick, ooh, let me build a roster right now, instant gratification type roster building. And look, they're still going to use the portal. They did a great job of it just now. This past season, the number two portal class in the country. They did a great job. But relationships, when you listen to Pete Golding talk, matter to him. Those relationships helped big time keeping the roster that they kept through the coaching turnover. And over the years, too many players have left the state of Mississippi that were good enough to play for Ole Miss. I don't think that you should just sign a guy just because he's from a certain place. Like, if he can't play for you, he can't play for you. But too many players that are good enough left the state when Ole Miss was on a historic for the school run. And I think that's a direct result of it not being emphasized. There not being the effort into building the necessary relationships to make that happen. Yeah, you have to work a little bit harder at Ole Miss than you do like Ohio State, for example, who's the only show in town. But I do think it will pay off for the program long term to do it and approach it this way. And eventually, rules could be coming. They could be. There actually could be transfer restrictions on the way. They're trying to pass the SCORE Act. If they don't, I think there will be a time in the near-ish future where there are restrictions again to some degree. And so don't you want to start building now for when that time comes? Anyway, makes a bunch of sense. I like the way the staff is put together. Again, John David Baker was not hired just because he was at Ole Miss previously. He went somewhere else, made it happen somewhere else, came back, and now he's ready for this kind of role. So it's not like some kind of Ole Miss nepotism hire, but you go down the list, a lot of ties to Mississippi, a lot of ties to the school, guys that will build relationships, and those relationships will pay off long term. You're seeing it on the defensive line right now. I think you're going to continue to see it. And if the high school coaches that texted into the show today, if their sentiment is the norm, the effort to build in the state of Mississippi was not there, but it is now. And there are too many good players in this state to not, especially with what Ole Miss is doing on the actual field lately, to not be cleaning up on in-state recruiting for the players that are good enough to play in the SEC. And over the years, they have not. Maybe that trend is shifting. So that's football. Baseball, Ole Miss wins 5-0. Hunter Elliott was just awesome tonight. Walked two, but the second one came like at the very end of his outing. 6 1/3, 6 strikeouts, was very efficient as well. Scattered 4 hits, did not give up a run. He was awesome. Rabe was really good as well. 2 2/3, did walk 1, but struck out 5. His stuff is electric. Did hit 2 batters. But his stuff is electric. I'm a little surprised that he's not getting the start tomorrow, but that's okay. He slammed the door. And that's a good win. It's a good win because it's a good Kentucky team. And starting this series off right is important. But more than the Elliott start, the things that we talked about so much on the radio show going into this series was the bottom of the lineup not being productive. Folly in particular, really not being good at all, really, this season. And then defensively, they have not been good so far this season. And you had a really nice night from Randall, both at the plate. He had a couple of hits, including an RBI. One of them was a triple. And he was really solid. A couple of really nice plays in the field tonight. Folly had a hit. He doubled. Looks like he's seeing the ball, saw the ball well tonight. Hopefully that translates. So those two guys producing, Randall playing good defensively. Federico is really seeing the ball well lately. He had a couple of hits tonight as well. But the bottom of the lineup produced 3 hits between Folly and Randall. Randall was good in the field. Even Furness, who's been struggling a little bit lately, had a home run. That, to me, is more important than even Elliott's start, because you know who Hunter Elliott is. Now, that was his best start of the season. So much better than the last few weeks was he tonight. But that, to me, is more important than anything else tonight. They got a win. Great. Bissetta hit a couple of home runs. As I said on Twitter, if he keeps this up, Dabo's going to call another press conference to bitch about him too. But that, if this team is going to build their way back into hosting a regional and reaching their ceiling, those things have to continue to happen. Randall has to keep being solid in the field, and they don't have to be perfect in the bottom of the lineup, but they have to give you something, and tonight they gave you something. So that is an encouraging sign with Ole Miss tonight in their win over Kentucky. Also, Kentucky's bullpen antics, my gosh, is that embarrassing. I would be embarrassed. When you're down 5-0 in the ninth and you're still acting like clowns in the dugout, that's embarrassing to me, but nah, you know, not my program. If they want to act like that, it's their prerogative, I suppose, but I would not allow my son to be in that dugout. Nope. He will make his own choices in life. I don't think he likes baseball, to be honest with you, but if he asked for my advice, if he was being recruited by college programs and he was asking for my advice, I would tell him, do not go, go somewhere a little bit more serious. But again, whatever. Podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. Just an internet connection is all you need. You can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money because it's in the name. It's what they do. Priority One Bank, making you their priority. Also, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. It's a great interview with Kublik today. Yeah, he had interesting things to say about the offensive line. He is not as concerned about replacing the tackles as I am. And it's in part because of the system. The system will really help alleviate those issues. He was not near as concerned about tackles. So you say, hottie toddy in the chat. Borky, what's up, man? Good to see you. Your fiance asked you to go to meet the Rebels because she's never been before and she wants to meet Trinidad. Should I be concerned? No, I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. You are 100% correct on the take you made on the show today about Vaught Hemingway needing a ring of honor. That's from yesterday, but whatever. I always have to cut those a day late because, you know, show ends at 6 and then it doesn't really get uploaded into our system until almost 7. And then I have to talk to you guys some nights. I got to, you know, deal with this, being a dad and all the things in between. So, I do those a day later, but yeah, who's the guy that should be in the Ring of Honor? That's not obvious. Mannings, Chucky, Patrick Willis, etc. That's not obvious. That should be. That's not obvious. Well, I mean, Tunsil, I guess that's obvious. Deuce McAllister is obvious. Do you know who I love? That may not be a Ring of Honor guy, but that I love. Sir'Darrius Bryant. Loved watching that guy play football. He was awesome in so many ways. DT Shackelford, that's a Ring of Honor guy. There's a lot of ways you can go with that too, but there needs to be something in the stadium. You're in the sixth grade when you went to Terrence Metcalf's football camp. DK and you are the same age. He was a beast even back then. Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. Yes, Lane certainly does tweet about Ole Miss a lot. Just mute him. That's the only way that you're going to be able to not see it. Just mute him. Just leaving Swayze. Great start to the home conference season. Yeah, especially when, you know, there have been some starts for Elliott this year where he's just been a little off, right? And he wasn't perfect last week either, but Ole Miss really needs this series. They really need this series. A beatable team on your home field. You survived last week getting a win in Austin, which is all you really needed to do. But if you're going to host, you got to win these series. You got to win the Mississippi State series next week if you're going to host. The schedule is so difficult So this was a huge win. If they can just get one of these next two, they're in great shape, man, especially dealing with what they're dealing with on the mound right now. Only throwing two guys tonight is huge also. And I think that you can throw Rabe on Sunday again also if you need to. Good signs for baseball team offensively, dominant pitching for sure. You know, for a guy who's allegedly, per an Ole Miss fan's email, moved on. Yeah, we talked about that on the show. We had some fun with that. That was an email that was clearly written by somebody that was not an Ole Miss fan. D-line looks nasty on paper and off. Yes, they do. Very deep, it seems, but they need that playable depth, because as you saw, they didn't have playable depth defensively, in part because they didn't have the funds to acquire playable depth last year. They did for this season, so hopefully that turned into, you know, being able to execute the need, if that makes sense. I'll get that Mingione challenge down 5-0. Clearly, Austin Folly. Slater interfered with nobody tonight. Glad that Ole Miss... Wait, okay. Sorry, I'm reading verbatim. You must be voice texting, which I appreciate. Here, okay. You corrected it. Don't get why Mingione challenged down 5-0. Literally, Austin Folly did not interfere with anybody. Exactly, but I mean, I guess if you've got it, you might as well use it, see if you get lucky. You know, it is the ninth inning after all. I told you Tulane or Memphis are in the Power Four in the next decade. Are you surprised? Yes, absolutely. I will be surprised. How's Ole Miss recruiting going to fare out without Kiffin? Probably good. I mean, they recruited well before he got there. I assume they're going to recruit well after. They have built a staff that's going to do a very good job in recruiting. They've got the funding to continue to do that. But again, I do think that they have let too many good players in this state go. Now, you don't need to sign only players from here. There's a balance, right? That's the most important. There's a balance. You don't sign players just for the hell of it because they're from here. But too many players that are good enough have left here to go to other SEC schools. And you can't have that, especially with like this year's recruiting class in particular. Look at the top, man. Quality defensive players at the top of this state. You've already got one committed. You got to get more. You see the NCAA being non-existent to some degree if conferences go on their own way. The smaller sports. Have you made a March Madness bracket? How are you looking on the Final Four? Let me tell you. My bracket, Derek Carr hates puppies, was not off to a good start. But it has recovered. I'm in the 75th percentile now. So there we go. There we go. My Final Four in this one is, oh gosh. Duke over Florida, Michigan over Arizona, Duke winning the national championship. That's my Final Four. Kind of had to sweat that one out today, didn't I? Won't expect Cade to sit tomorrow. Absolutely. Mingione coached at Mississippi State as an assistant. That's probably why they act foolish in the dugout. But, like, Cohen's teams didn't act like that, did they? I mean, not like that. That's different. Kentucky's bullpen came across very Tennessee light to you. See, it's not even... That's not even Tennessee. That's just like Bush League crap. Like the team at the USSSA tournament that nobody wants to play because they're just doing those goofy chants the entire time. It's really, I think it's embarrassing. And that's not a sour grapes thing. Almost. Beat them, blanked them tonight. I couldn't be a Kentucky baseball fan and be like, that's okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I like that. No way. Absolutely no way. Anyway. All right, guys, it is late, so we're going to go to bed. There are still 208 perfect brackets. Yeah, well, those will be gone by end of day tomorrow. So you ain't got to worry about it. But no, I appreciate you guys. Go to bed. I will see you on Sunday as usual. And maybe we're talking about a couple more wins. We shall see. But Ole Miss got a good one tonight. And Pete Golding continues to make sense with what he's doing with his coaching staff. I will see you guys on Sunday. Y'all have a good weekend.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.